fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Fitter, Happier. Prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men in Australia, with almost 20,000 diagnoses and close to 3,500 deaths each year. Joining us today to talk prostate cancer awareness is Dr. Matt Brown, urologist and head of robotic surgery at South Metropolitan Health Service. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks very much. It's great to be with you this morning.
Thanks for being with us. And to kick us off, can you tell us a little bit about your role in the WA health system?
Yeah, so I tried urology first as a junior doctor and sort of never really looked back on it. And what really appealed to me as urologist is the ability to do minimally invasive surgery. And definitely as a technology-driven area, we've been able to deliver effective surgeries for patients and really just minimise the effects on their quality of life and get them a rapid recovery. So that's what really appealed to me in terms of urology surgery. Today I am a urologic surgeon. I have a special interest in prostate and kidney cancer, and I'm the head of robotic surgery for South Metro Health.
You were saying that it was the influence of minimally invasive surgery that inspired you to become a urologist. What is minimally invasive surgery?
So with urology, we can do a lot of things without making large incisions into a patient and without causing large amounts of tissue trauma. So we talk about endourology, which is actually urology treatments from within the lining of the urinary tract. We do laparoscopic surgery, which is little keyhole-based surgeries. And then, of course, we do robotic surgery, which is advanced laparoscopic surgery, again using tiny holes and doing fairly large and intricate operations without causing trauma to a patient. And what that enables it really is sort of short hospital stays and quick recoveries and quicker returns to normal life.
Something you would want a quick and easy recovery from is prostate cancer surgery. It's what we're talking about today. Look, is it true that prostate cancer is a disease typically associated with older men, or is it something that younger men need to be aware of too?
Well, I'm glad you talked about the statistics about the frequency of prostate cancer and just how many men are dying from prostate cancer every year, because I think prostate cancer, in terms of its significance, does tend to get a bit underplayed in the community. And indeed, prostate cancer kills more men than breast cancer kills women. And in terms of age, well, one third of men diagnosed with prostate cancer are actually diagnosed before the age of 65. And indeed, the incidence of prostate cancer starts to rise from mid-40s and starts to fall after the age of 69. So prostate cancer is not only a highly significant cancer, but not just a problem of old men.
Interesting. One third of people with prostate cancer are under the age of 65.
Correct.
Look, when should men consider getting their prostate checked, even if they don't have any symptoms then?
Yeah, so the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia and the Cancer Council of Australia have guidelines on prostate cancer checking. And it's, in essence, men can consider having a PSA blood test from the age of 50 onwards. But if there is a strong family history and a reason to suspect a higher risk of prostate cancer, then screening can be commenced at a younger age, even mid-40s.
Interesting. And what are some of the main risk factors that increase the likelihood of developing prostate cancer?
Well, we have talked about age, and age is important. And definitely as we get older, the risk of prostate cancer climbs, as it does so for many cancers. Family history, really important. Certainly we're beginning to understand more and more about the genetics of prostate cancer, and prostate cancer clusters in families, and it clusters sometimes with other cancers, including breast cancer. So when we look at family history, we look at multiple family members being affected, perhaps a young age of diagnosis as opposed to prostate cancer in the elderly, and the association with other cancers. So age, family history. Race is important too. Certainly Afro-Caribbean descent has an increased risk of prostate cancer. There's a lot of interest in environmental factors, things like diet, alcohol, physical activity. Nothing has been proven in terms of those factors and prostate cancer risk. But we would say that a sensible approach is to have healthy lifestyle choices, because the things that keep our whole bodies healthy, diet, exercise, moderation and alcohol, not smoking, etc., those things can only put you in good stead for prostate cancer, but the evidence there is not very strong.
A common theme on the Fitter, Happier segment is a balanced lifestyle, drinking or smoking to be reduced as always. What are some physical symptoms you might be experiencing and you might be concerned about?
With prostate cancer, it actually doesn't cause symptoms until it is quite advanced. So that's why people should have the screening test done. Don't wait for symptoms. A lot of the symptoms that we talk about as we get older, things like weak flow, getting up at night, so on and so forth, those symptoms are actually rarely due to prostate cancer. They are usually due to enlargement of the prostate cancer, which is kind of an inevitability of being a man and getting older.
So you can go along and have your screening done. There's also a PSA blood test. Can you run us through what a PSA blood test is and how reliable is it?
So PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen, and it's actually a normal chemical or enzyme produced by the prostate. So every man with a prostate, when you take a blood test, you can find PSA in the blood. And as a man gets older, his prostate gets bigger, it makes more PSA, so their PSA blood tests are higher, and different things can cause the PSA to go up, including exercise, vibrating machinery, infections, and so on. But the problem is that prostate cancer makes loads of PSA. So if you have a blood test and your PSA is elevated, it could mean that it's just one of those other factors, but it could mean there is prostate cancer there. In short, get it checked out. It doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer, but you might get it checked out.
And so if that wasn't quite as reliable as you'd like, you'd say go and have a screening instead? Are they different technologies?
So what happens is you go to your GP and you'll have a PSA blood test, and sometimes they will do a finger exam. If the PSA blood test came back elevated, they repeat it just to make sure it wasn't a spurious result from one of those other factors. And if the second blood test also came back elevated, they would typically refer you to a urologist who would examine you, discuss things with you, and probably do an MRI scan at that stage just to see if there's anything going on.
What do you think are a few of the major implications of a prostate cancer diagnosis?
I think like any cancer diagnosis, it's always a shock to a man to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And for some men, it's the first time they've had anything serious go wrong with their bodies. So there's definitely a shock factor. We are understanding more and more about prostate cancer, and we realise now that prostate cancers don't always need treatment. So there is certainly a proportion of men who get prostate cancer diagnosis who don't need treatment. So that limits the implications for them. But certainly there are potentially lethal prostate cancers that we diagnose. And for those men, treatment is required. And that can have effects on their quality of life, on things like work, urinary function, and so on. So those are potential implications. But in considering that, one must remember also that if we diagnose a potentially lethal prostate cancer, but we get it early enough, we can treat them, and that is curative. And that, I think, is the biggest implication of all.
So if you have it on the dearer side of the scale, one of your personal interests lies with robotic surgery. What are some of the advantages of using robotic surgery to treat prostate cancer?
So robotic surgery is basically the most amazing machine. It's the most advanced piece of equipment we have in an operating theatre at the moment. And essentially what enables us to do is to move within tight spaces of the human body, and to do so with computer-assisted movement, scalability, immense precision, and a large array of different instruments enabling us to do different things. So when it comes to the prostate, we can move within the confines of the male pelvis, which is very, very tight and inaccessible, and do millimetre perfect surgeries and spare as much functional tissue as we can while getting the cancer out safely and offering a patient a fast recovery.
Sounds like a fairly good option for a potentially fatal cancer. Sounds like you're doing great work. Thanks again for chatting with us today, Matt.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
on the record.
Dr. Brown there, urologist and head of robotic surgery at South Metropolitan Health Service, talking to us all about the risks and raising awareness of prostate cancer. That's one in three men aged under 65 are diagnosed with a prostate cancer, so it's definitely worth getting a check, a screening or a blood test. It is as easy as seeing your GP. You can learn way more over at the www.healthywa website.